Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Our weekly chat with a battle hawk continues right now here in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN with Super Bowl champion Kerry Davis and former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers. I'm Anthony Stalter, and we are thrilled to be talking with Hakeem Butler of your Battle Hawks right now. Hakeem, thank you so much for joining us. Congrats on the win last week, and man, what a heck of a game for you and your teammates.
Thank you for having me, truthfully, and it was a crazy game, you know. Wish we could have ended it a lot earlier, but, you know, we got the dub. That's all that matters.
And you were a big part of that, Hakeem. The throw that A.J. McCarron made, I mean, that's all instinct there to put that up, knowing that you hadn't even completed your break, and then for you to high point, locate the ball in the dome, high point that thing, and come down with it. I thought that was the play of the game. Can you walk us through that moment?
Yeah, truthfully, it's a trust throw by AJ. It's a throw we've worked a lot of times in practice. And so, like you said, he put it up, and I looked, and I didn't even have time to think. It was just a reaction to just attack the ball. And honestly, like, the situation was what it was, where we needed a play. And so I love those moments, and so just had to make one.
Hakeem, this is your second year with AJ McCarron as your quarterback, and, you know, it looks like you guys have developed great chemistry. What goes into that between the receiver and the quarterback, and how long does that take sometimes to get that chemistry?
Truthfully, I think we had chemistry last year for my first time even meeting AJ. For us to have the kind of relationship we had last year was even good, and for us to all come back, even from the very first day, I think the chemistry is just us being out there playing fast and trusting one another, enjoying each other off the field as well. Like, we make jokes, hang out. He sends me a bunch of DMs all the time, so it's a lot of different ways.
Hakeem, you all are playing really well, and obviously A.J. McCarron is part of that, but that receiver room with yourself, Marcell Lateman, Darius Shepherd, what is that like when you all are at practice and meetings? What is the competition level like amongst you all?
Oh, it's super competitive. Me and Shep, we used to have days in practice where we would see who have more yards, like, during the day, like, receiving yards during the day, which was funny. But, I mean, even outside of us three, like, we have, like, every guy in our room could, like, play and start and make a big difference, which I think is makes it so tough and makes it so competitive, where each week, you know, you got to bring it. And so I think it pushes us all to be better. But we have such a camaraderie. It's like a family, a brotherhood in a sense.
Hakeem Butler joins us right now in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Hakeem, if you were to describe, and no trade secrets here, just if you were to describe Bruce Gregowski's offensive philosophy, what you guys are trying to accomplish each weekend, how would you describe it?
Oh, that's a good one, you know, not giving away trade secrets. But I'd say truthfully, he puts us in the best situation. He knows his playmakers. And he figures out ways to get them the ball, whatever it takes, like wherever it takes, which I would hope that most coaches would do. But Bruce is just a guy that trusts us as a team. He trusts AJ as a quarterback to help him with the play calls and things like that. And so I would just say trust is the philosophy, and get the ball in your playmaker's hands, however it needs to be done, is the philosophy as well.
Hakeem, we ask this of a lot of players that we have on here and guys within the organization. Just, you know, obviously football back here in St. Louis, the fan base is absolutely bonkers. Now, for you guys as the players, for you personally, what's it like to be a Battle Hawk and showing up to the Dome every time you guys have a home game and just knowing you've got the best fans in the league?
Honestly, that shit, I don't know if I can cuss, but it means something to me, truthfully, just because I came from a school where our fan base, they showed up week in and week out, whether we had a winning record, losing record, whatever it looked like, you know what I'm saying, at Iowa State. And then I got drafted to Arizona, where the fan base is practically non-existent for Arizona Cardinals fans, which I don't believe is their fault. It's just a lot of transplants there. So they have other loyalties. So to finally get back to a fan base that truly is just like diehard, like these guys show up, show out, DM me all the time, message me all the time. I see it all. And you know, for it to just, they told us St. Louis wanted a football team, and I didn't really believe it. And then we get there, and they show up week in and week out. So it's amazing.
Hakeem, what has it been like? You all obviously played, you know, the Arlington Renegades, San Antonio, and D.C. What has it been like playing against the USFL teams? Have you noticed any difference in their style of play or how they go about their business?
Yeah, 100%. I think I joke about it all the time. It's definitely two different styles of play. I always say that it's like Big Ten versus Big 12, the way that the teams are like built and put together. I think XFL is more like Big 12 teams where we want to spread it out, go fast. And we got defensive linemen that's pass rushers and linebackers that are fast and, you know, flowing. And those guys, they have the more short, stocky guys, but they're gonna hold up gaps and they're gonna run the ball, and you just know they're gonna be hard nosed. So, Big 12 versus Big 10 is what I always say.
And you can agree that the Big 10 is obviously better, correct?
Oh, you're talking to somebody from Illinois, but
you're talking to the former Illinois
no
boy.
Point, at no point would I ever say that.
You just described Kerry Davis, by the way.
I felt like I was on the field.
He said short, stocky guys,
filling gaps. Yeah, that's me. Sign me up.
I should have said Akeem Butler from Iowa State. Yeah, he is a cyclone.
He is a cyclone. That's all right.
Yeah. It is interesting, though. I've, just in watching the league, Hakeem, you're right. There is a different style. You guys got the Memphis Showboats this week in the Dome. The more the weeks pass on, do you feel as though you guys have a better sense of your upcoming opponent now that you're having some actual film that you can kind of break down from this season?
Definitely. Of course. The more you know about someone, the better you are, like, when you're going against them. But, I mean, truthfully, I think I'm more excited about learning about my teammates and our team and our identity as we go along more than, like, other teams, you know? So, like, just seeing what we're made of coming from week one where we had a slow start, but defense was having a day, you know? And so to now where, you know, we're about to see what happens this week. I got a good feeling about what'll happen, but we'll see what happens. And, you know, we learn more about each other. So that's what I'm excited for.
I asked this of your teammate last week. I'm going to ask you this. The announcement this year that the championship game will be played in St. Louis, one would have to think that that might be in the back of your mind as a Battlehawk.
Yes and no, in the sense that anybody that truly knows me knows I live day to day. I barely know what the date is. I'm just going meeting to meeting and trying to, you know, just stay in the moment, truthfully, because this time went by so fast last year, and I believe I enjoyed it, but I don't think I, like, savored every moment with my teammates and had the fun that I, like, enjoyed all the fun that I could have, you know. So I live in the moment, just enjoy everything about the process. And, you know, if things go how they're supposed to go and we continue to work at our process, we'll end up in St. Louis where we're supposed to be with the best home field advantage in the world.
Amen. There you go. Hakeem Butler, we appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend against Memphis. We'll either be there or we'll be watching, that's for sure.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you guys for having me, and I can't wait to get to St. Louis.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you.